It is not an infectious disease. It has no cure. Its inheritance cannot be prevented, but can be predicted. Sickle cell anemia, disorder of the hemoglobin globin in blood, is a hereditary disease from one set of genes from each parent. Sometimes families misconstrue this disease and their actions often shrouded in superstition. However, health experts propose that persons born with sickle cell anemia can live normal lives if given the necessary care and attention. Rebecca Ekpe has been finding out.
Increasing knowledge of sickle cell anemia, advocates point out, is an antidote to managing the disease known as a common genetic predicament in Africa. The World Health Organization estimates that sickle cell contributes to 5% of deaths of children younger than 5 years in some African countries. With early detection and the use of public health interventions, many of the deaths can be prevented. The good news, according to the WHO, is that the burden of sickle cell can be reduced with increased global resources and effective partnerships. Dr. Sally Anohene works with the Disease Prevention and Control Division of WHO.
An estimated 10 to 40% of the population in various countries, including Ghana, carries the sickle cell gene. In Ghana, this translates to approximately 18,000 babies being born annually with sickle cell disease.
Persons with sickle cell say they must not be stigmatized because they can also live and work like any normal person, provided society supports them. I spoke to the director of the Ghana Institute of Clinical Genetics, Dr. Ivy Ekem, who explains exactly what is sickle cell.
Sickle cell disease is an inherited condition that affects hemoglobin. And hemoglobin is the substance inside our red cell. And when someone does not have sickle cell disease, the hemoglobin that they have is A. And because they are inheriting from mother and father, it's AA. But individuals who have sickle cell disease don't have any A at all. They have either double S or SC, sometimes other type.
Yeah, doctor, this is an inherited disease, but how can it be prevented?
The only way of preventing it, preventing people getting married who have abnormal hemoglobin.
And then what can families really do about this? Should they marry? Should they not marry? If they find out that they have AS, and therefore the chances are that there's going to be a baby with SS, what is your advice?
During counseling, we inform them as to what the chances are of having individuals with sickle cell disease. We don't tell anybody not to marry. We advise them and they take the decisions themselves.
This year's theme for World Sickle Cell Awareness Day is Know Your Sickle Cell Status. I asked Dr. Ivy Ekem how one can know his or her status.
You would have to go to a recognized laboratory and get the test done. And we recommend that you do what we call the full blood count, a film comment, and then you do the hemoglobin electrophoresis together with a sickling test.
That was a feature on sickle cell anemia by Rebecca Ekpe.